This Paul Whiteman Presents, brought to you by the makers of Tate's and Sanborn Coffee and Tenderleaf Tea. With the Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus, our guest, Red Skelton, Johnny Mercer of the Whiteman Alumni Association, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and starring Dinah Shore.
Hiya, Pop. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thanks, Dinah, darling. Got a song for all us pappies on this festive occasion?
I sure have.
Well, then, regale us, daughter, regale us.
I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I massacre the verse. This verse I've started seems to me the tin pan purposes of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. Do, so, mi, do, la, si, take it away. The night is young, skies are clear. If you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear your mother nature in low. Let yourself go, please be sweet, my tickle bee. When I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, delicious, delectable, delirious. It's dilemma, it's dilemma. It's the lovely.
Ah, Dinah, that was delectable.
Yes, it was. Ah, good old Father's Day. Dinah, you know what Father's Day really is, don't you?
What is it, Bill?
Well, that's the day a son walks up to his father and borrows a dollar to buy him his favorite color tie.
Say, Pop, how'd you do on those Father's Day presents today?
Oh, fine. My little daughter, Margot, bought me a bicycle.
Oh, that's a lovely gift. Bikes are swell for exercise.
They sure are. I got up bright and early this morning and rode mine all over town. And now I've got the only bow-legged bike in Beverly Hill.
Say, did you get your father a present, Dinah?
Oh, I sure did, Bill. Daddy's probably opening the package right now back in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, is that your hometown?
No, I was born in Winchester, Tennessee.
Winchester, Tennessee? I never heard of it, Dinah.
Never heard of it?
No.
Well, Nashville is a suburb of Winchester.
Oh, I see. Well, it must be a nice place. I'd like to see it sometime if I ever get back east.
Oh, you wouldn't have any trouble finding it at all, Bill. You just follow Route 62 out of Nashville for about 20 miles. Mm-hmm. Then you turn right at a little red hot dog stand.
20 miles, turn right at a hot dog stand. I got it.
Mm-hmm. Then you go another 20 miles, and you turn left at a railroad crossing.
Another 20, turn left at a railroad... Hey, where am I getting all this gas?
Oh, it's only a little further, Bill. And pretty soon you come to a fork in the road, and right in the middle of the fork there's a tree. And under the tree you'll see a man sleeping.
Oh, and that's how you get to Winchester.
No, that is Winchester. If you're listening back home, folks, I'm only kidding.
You know, I like small towns, Dinah. I come from one myself.
What kind of town was it, Bill?
Well, it used to be a one-horse town.
What do you mean, used to be?
Oh, you know how it is, Pops. They ate the horse.
How about you, Bill? Did you get your father a present?
Oh, I sure did, Dinah. I took it over to him this morning. You should have seen him when I handed it to him.
Was it a gold watch?
No, half a pound of butter and a pound of Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Well, that's using your bean.
Gee, you must have made him awfully happy, Bill.
Yes, I did, Dinah. He gave me a great big kiss. I said, you don't have to thank me, Dad. I only wish I were half the man you are. And he said, don't worry, son, you are. You know, fathers are wonderful things, aren't they?
Yes, they're a great institution. No home should be without one.
I like the way one of our great philosophers put it. He said, when I was 18, my father was awful dumb. But when I was 28, I found he was pretty smart. You know, it's amazing how much the old man learned in 10 years.
The The boys are fit as a fiddle, and man, their fiddles are really fit. It's Holiday for Strings by Sergeant Davy Rose and played by Pops Whiteman and his wonderful orchestra.
In normal times, if a cup of coffee wasn't quite up to par, we figured the next one would make up for it. But today, with supplies so short and rationing necessary, every cup of coffee we drink must really ring the bell. You want all the rich, fresh flavor you can get. So get all the flavor you can. Get Chase and Sanborn coffee. The times demand this richer blend. And so right now, we're turning out the finest, richest, most flavorful blend of our entire history. So just consider, every time you part with a ration stamp for coffee, what you're really buying is flavor, something which cannot be weighed. Neither flavor nor freshness show on the scales, but they're the making of fine coffee. So make each ration stamp bring you a pound of coffee, and then some. Get this great big bonus of flavor. Ask for Chase and Sanborn Coffee right away. A new and exciting radio program will be presented by Chase and Sanborn Coffee beginning tomorrow morning. The new series will be heard every day from Monday through Friday. The author is Sandra Michael, and the title, The Open Door. See your local paper for the exact time. Listen to Chase and Sanborn's new daytime program, The Open Door, beginning tomorrow morning.
Getting quite a kick out of seeing famous graduates of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra drop in here on Sundays to pay their respects to Pop. Well, this evening's visit to the Whiteman Alumni Association is Johnny Mercer, and it's particularly thrilling for me because I really like to sing those songs that Johnny writes. You probably sung or whistled his Black Magic or Lazy Bones or Blues in the Night yourself, so you can understand just how I feel. Come on in, Johnny.
Thanks, Dinah. Well, Pops, I see you got yourself quite an aggregation of cats.
You know me, John, I've got to have a big orchestra.
What do you mean, got to?
Suppose I had a medium-sized band of 15 or 16 men. Then I got up to Lee. Who'd see the orchestra?
Well, that's taking the broad point of view.
Say, Pops, you know, you ought to congratulate Johnny. He is taking Bob Hope's place for the summer.
Yes, I know. How'd you get the job, John?
Well, for joke purposes, they lined us up and measured noses. They said my nose was the closest thing to Hope's.
Oh, well, that's about as close to Hope as you could get, John.
Johnny, when were you with the Whiteman Orchestra?
Well, I joined it back in 1934, Dinah.
We were putting on an amateur contest at the time, and Johnny was one of the winners. He started with the band as singer and writer of special material, and went right on from there.
Well, I'd say you've done right well by yourself, John.
Yeah, when I joined the band, I was just a barefoot boy. But things haven't changed very much.
Why not?
Well, my wife used my 17 coupon. I haven't got any shoes yet.
John, when did you start writing those swell lyrics?
Well, I've been writing shoddy material since I was 5 years old.
Good boy.
Gee, that's amazing. What kind of material could a 5-year-old write?
Oh, short things.
Say, Pops tells me that Here Come the British with a Bang Bang, the number you're going to sing for us, was the very first song you wrote for the band, Johnny.
That's right, Bill. I brought the lyrics up to date a little.
Well, Johnny, as Shakespeare said, music is the food of love. Sing us about 8 points worth, won't you?
Herr Gable said with all his might, Jack Submarine will win this fight. All at once, the subs got skittish. Here come the British. Bang, bang. In the air, the same applied. Goering had the Luftwaffe set to ride. Just when things were Messerschmittish, here come the British. Bang, bang. Yes, yes, yes. It dates back before the Boer War. Yes. Ooh, right up to the Africa Corps. The Desert Fox was having fear, never dreaming anyone was near. All at once, the sentry hollered, Hey, General Rommel, hop on your camel. Here come the British with a bang, bang.
Thanks for dropping in, John, and good luck next Tuesday night.
Yeah, that goes for all of us, Johnny. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, is the day we pay tribute to a truly great man, dear old Dad. And he deserves it. When we do right, who pats us on the back? Father. When we do wrong, who pats us on the back? I mean, who forgives us? Father. Yes, it was a father who first said, there is no such thing as a bad boy.
He don't know me very well, do he, boy?
Well, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Bill, I'd like you to meet a couple of friends of mine, Shirley Mitchell and Arthur Q. Bryan. They're going to help me show how different fellas try to win a girl. So let's look in on Deadeye and Beetlepuss. They're both rough and tough and both in love with the same girl.
Whoa! 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 Oh, come on, horse ball!
Well, that's sure some horse you got there, Deadeye.
Yeah, he's a little knock-kneed, though.
Is he really knock-kneed?
Yeah, before he can take a step, his right knee calls out signal. Say, Beetlepuss, it's kind of silly of you coming all the way out here. You may as well go back home, because you ain't got a chance with Monotonous Maggie.
What makes you think I ain't got a chance with Monotonous Maggie?
Well, one thing, you're kind of bow-legged. She wants a man, not a pair of pliers.
I ain't so bow-legged.
Oh, no? What's become of your horse?
Doggone slipped out from under me again. Wish I could ride a horse like you, did I? Yeah. You don't wear no spurs, do you?
Blub, blub, excuse. Wait, you got the script upside down.
Do you?
You don't wear no spurs, do you, Deadeye? No, I don't need no spurs.
Why not?
Long toenails. Tell you what, Beetlepuss. It's not there. We'll put it in. You know? Beetlepuss, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's race over to Monotonous Maggie's house.
Okay, let's race.
Giddy up. Giddy up. Whoa, Count Leach. Hello, Beetlepuss. What kept you so long?
Gee, Deadeye, you sure got here quick.
Yeah, my horse will be along any minute now.
Well, where's Maggie?
Look, there she comes downstairs now.
American bow-legged?
Am I bow-legged, dead-eyed?
I told you that a while ago. Beetle push, when you run, you look like an egg beater.
How about a kiss, Maggie?
Okay.
Hey, Maggie, I'm all puckered up, too.
Yeah, you better stop eating that alum.
Yeah. Say, Mag, I found this critter wandering around town. He's telling everybody he came all the way from the city just to marry you. Is that true?
It's kind of true, Deadeye.
Well, then I guess I'll be going along.
What's your hurry?
Oh, don't guess you love me no more.
Well, what makes you think I don't love you?
Well, when you saw me, your ears didn't light up. Well, I guess I'll always love you, though, because gentlemen prefer blondes.
What? I ain't no blonde.
I ain't no gentleman either. Hey, you gonna give me that kiss now?
Nope, I'm saving my lips for the man I really love.
Saving your lips, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The guy you love?
Mm-hmm.
What is he, a lip collector? Oh, come on, Maggie.
Oh, all right, I'll give you a kiss, Deadeye.
No, I've changed my mind.
You've changed your mind? Why?
Well, I'll have to shift my bubble gum to the other side.
Well, go ahead and shift it.
I can't.
Why not?
I got a wad there, too.
I don't think you like me, Deadeye. You never bring me anything like you used to.
Well, I brought you a whole box of cough drops once, didn't I?
Sure, 2 years ago.
Well, it'd lasted longer if you hadn't chewed them.
Deadeye, I'm going to have more time to think. I don't know which one of you critters to marry.
Well, you don't want to marry him. He's new around here. Say, Fancy Pants, how do you like the West?
Well, I'm afraid of them coyotes.
Oh, them coyotes won't hurt nobody. You see my left hand?
No, I don't.
I was wrong about them coyotes, wasn't I? Look, Maggie, if I was you, I'd marry me and hurry up and make your mind up about
yes,
it.
Yes, Maggie, hurry up and make up your mind. Because I got to get back to that stagecoach before my wife's folks cancel my ticket.
Your wife's folks?
Yeah.
He's married! I might have known a man couldn't look like that and be single. Why, you cheap, no good heartbreaker, reach for your gun, because this town ain't going to be big enough for both of us.
It ain't?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, what can you want to know?
I wouldn't mind to plug you right where you stand. Now, wait a minute. We're going to be fair and square about this. I'll count three, and then we'll both draw.
Okay.
Little does he know. Little does he know. Are you ready?
Yeah.
One, two. Oh!
Oh, Deadeye, what happened?
Little did I know.
Here she goes again, the number one singer with a number one song. It's Dinah Shore and Taking a Chance on Love.
Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. All aglow. Taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. All starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were frame-up. I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now. I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have our happy ending now. Taking a chance on love. I thought the words were criminal. I never but now I'm taking the game off, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now. I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have our happy ending now. Taking a chance on love.
special note now for June 20th, 1943. Tomorrow is the first day of summer, and that means the iced tea season is here. Time Dinner Blend brings you the richer flavor of the tender young top tea leaves, the choice leaves of the tea plant. And that's what it takes to offset the melting ice and really satisfy. Get tender leaf tea in packages, two convenient sizes, or get tender leaf brand tea balls, modern, efficient, improved. Just now, it's possible your grocer may not always have Tenderleaf brand tea in stock. We hope you'll understand that we keep them supplied as well as we can under present conditions. So remember, for richer flavor, more delicious tea, either iced or hot, always ask for Tenderleaf brand tea or improved Tenderleaf brand tea balls. Here we go with three songs you've been hearing about. Coming In on a Wing and a Prayer, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and In My Arms. Have you got any special treatment for them, Pops?
Oh, let's just say we're going to play them as good as we can.
Good. Which one of the three are you going to take, Dinah?
I'm going to do the theme song of the German Army.
The theme song of the German Army? Which one is that?
Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a
never had any sweet.
and over his head. In my arms, in my arms, hey, I'm never gonna get a girl in my arms.
In my arms,
in my arms,
in my
arms, hey, I'm never gonna get a bundle of charms. Comes the dawn, I'll be gone. I just gotta have a honey holding me tight. I've got lots of photographs to pin up, but if you want to keep my chin up, give me a girl in my arms.
Dinah, Paul, and all of us will be on hand, and our special guests will be Victor Moore and Billy Gaxton. The visiting member of the Whiteman Alumni Association will be none other than Tommy Dorsey. Meanwhile, when it's coffee you're buying, ask for Chase and Sanborn Coffee. When it's tea, Tenderleaf brand tea. Chase and Sanborn Coffee, Tenderleaf tea, two favorites for days like these. Ask your grocer for them both. Red Skelton appeared through the courtesy of the makers of Raleigh Cigarettes. This is Bill Goodwin saying goodnight. From Hollywood's Radio City. Night.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.